Recently, my wife and I were watching a TV interview with the openly transgender woman who recently won the NCAA Women's Individual Swimming Championship. During the interview, the transgender woman made several interesting statements. During the interview, the transgender woman declared, quote, "I'm now happy. I wasn't going to be stopped. I don't need anybody's permission to be myself." The transgender woman proudly stated, "I achieved a personal goal." Now, later in the interview, the reporter mentioned to the transgender woman that several biological women swimmers had lost out because of, quote, her involvement in the sport. Sadly, the transgender woman swimmer didn't really respond to the interviewer's comments about biological women not being able to fulfill their goals and their dreams. At that point, my wife made an interesting observation, and I'd like to share it with you today. My wife made the observation that the transgender woman swimmer did not seem concerned at all about all the biological women losing out on their dreams. It was all about her. Undoubtedly, many biological women swimmers had their dreams shattered by the participation of the transgender woman swimmer. Now, friends, I am not condemning the transgender woman swimmer. That is not my purpose at all. What I want to emphasize is this. This situation is just another example of our narcissistic, self-absorbed, egotistical entitlement society that we live in. Friends, most people today seem to think only about themselves. And brethren, we as Christians are called to be better than that. The Apostle Paul gave some great advice in this regard in Philippians chapter 2. He said this, quote, "In humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interest, but each of you to the interest of the others." Let us remember this. When Jesus Christ went through his arrest, his beating, his humiliation, and his eventual death on the cross, he was not thinking about himself. He was thinking about the interests of others, you and me. Friends, let us follow Christ's example. Let us look for ways to put others above ourselves. Now think about it. If we all did that, wouldn't this be a wonderful world in which to live? Amen.